Hello.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Douglas. It's Rodney from Family First. How are you?
Yeah, I'm alright.
I'm glad to hear that. Mr. Douglas, I was giving you a call advising on some things that Shakira and Marquita have been like stating, and also like you've been like leaving some messages to our agency. I reviewed with our managers here, along Nina and Jonah, and also our authorizations department. I know that you remember that we had a conversation before, I guess it was last week if I'm not wrong, regarding the waiver of Miss Janice Jones, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and I also was connected to the representative, if I'm not wrong, his name is Bobby, but I had a word with him as well regarding the waiver, but the thing is, like, they are not in charge of Medicaid waiver. They only process like kind of authorizations, things regarding the insurance.
I already did that. I went to welfare already. I'm going to go back. Is that the name?
We just had a look on the system regarding the waiver and Medicaid of Ms. Janice Jones yesterday and today's morning, and it still has not reflected change. Still has the date of February the 8th, okay?
Right.
So the agency, in terms of compliance for the work that each one of your workers do, we sent a message to each one of them telling them that, hey, like, for example, I mean, if you don't have a way, like, to guarantee a payment to them, that's why they receive, like, a message on them, like, until the 8 week could cover up, like, their payment and everything. That's why they don't see themselves on the schedule if they try to clock in and out. However, I must also inform that if we have the waiver reinstated, I don't know, between today, tomorrow, or even on Monday, I don't know. I mean, it's backdated back to the 9th, where the services are not covered by now itself. We can actually do the back payment if they do reinstate that from the 9th and on. But right now, that's why they don't see themselves on schedule. And because, I mean, the waiver and Medicaid, the website that we have in here hasn't been, like, updated or anything. It still shows the end on February the 8th. They might take some time, but I don't know. That's why I'm also calling you. By now as well, because of that same update, I remember that you were requesting to have someone cover up for this weekend, because I know that the last lady that you had, Pamela, couldn't cover up. Marquita is not available. But right now, I mean, if we don't have a waiver, we cannot send someone there by the weekend. And I know it's unfortunate, but, like, you cannot work with what you don't have, you know? Like, if we don't have coverage to pay, the agency doesn't make itself responsible for that, you know? So, yeah, that's what the update I wanted to give you. Like, I mean, for us to be in the same page by now. Okay, so, I mean, on your side, try to keep insisting on them, the welfare office, county assistance office, the social worker that might be working on that, to push them. I mean, that's, like, what we can do right now, but... By now, I mean, the agency informs you what we can do by now for your caregivers. And yeah, like, we could have a promise of them being back paid if we have that reinstated from the 9th, but as of now, we work with what we have, okay?
This is ridiculous. So none of my dad's being hit by offering no nurses. All right, I'm going back to the welfare office this morning, so I'm gonna be there at 11:30.
I got you. If we get an update, if we get an update regarding that, we will have you informed, as well as Shakira and Marquita, okay?
All right.
All right, Mr. Douglas. I'll be advised if anything. You have a good one.